This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Major political parties reach agreement on transitional justice-related bill. Issues including interpretation of conflict-era cases, relief, compensation, reparation and justice delivery sorted out. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister Dirga Bahadur Sodari seeking vote of confidence today. Arrival of international tourists increases in Nepal by more than 21% in the first 7 months of the year. And Russia and the West take part in the biggest prisoner swap since Cold War, with 24 people released in total. Now the news in detail. Major political parties have finally reached an agreement on some contentious issues to conclude the transitional justice process as per the comprehensive peace agreement signed between the government and the then rebels, the CPN Maoist. The task force comprising leaders from the Nepali Congress, CPN UML and the CPN Maoist Centre agreed on the pressing issues of the transitional justice, including an interpretation of conflict-era cases, relief, compensation, reparation and justice delivery. The consensus was forced in the meeting of the task force formed to finalise transitional justice-related bill held at the Home Ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday. Talking to the journalist after the task force meeting, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said all remaining issues to be sorted out have been resolved now. According to Home Affairs Minister, agreement has been reached after prolonged discussion on four topics of the bill. As per the agreement, intentional or arbitrary killing will be included under the definition of murder. The families of security personnel who lost their lives in the conflict would be provided relief, compensation and reparation, while similar scheme is planned for the combatants who were termed disqualified. Similarly, in the case that the victim side does not consent to the conflict-era case, it would be recommended to the Attorney General. Such cases would now be adjudicated based on the existing principle of criminal justice, but in line with the sentiment of transitional justice. Likewise, CPN Maoist Centre Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sarma said an important agreement had been sealed after 7 years since the comprehensive peace accord was signed. The Maoist Centre Deputy General Secretary stated that they have been successful in facilitating agreement on the bill and fulfilling the responsibility assigned to the task force. CPN UML Chief Whip and Task Force member Mahesh Bartawala also said the agreement was reached being based on the principles of transitional justice and national and international standards where victims' concern were kept at the centre. The report of the agreement made by the task force would be submitted to the top leadership. It is said that the agreement reached at the task force level would be forwarded to the related parliamentary committee and finally passed by the parliament, since transitional justice was a common national issue. The bill related to the transitional justice is currently under the consideration of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the Federal Parliament. A total of 145 people have died in floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rain in various parts of the country. According to Nepal Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dhan Bahadur Karki, since the monsoon began on the 10th of June, 3 people died in Kathmandu Valley, 25 in Kosi Province, 6 in Madhes Province, 29 in Bagmati Province, 42 in Gandaki Province, 25 in Lumbini Province, 8 in Karnali Province and 10 in Sudhir Paschim Province. Likewise, during the period, 10 people were injured in Kathmandu Valley, 37 in Kosi, 10 in Madhes Province, 10 in Bagmati Province, 34 in Gandaki Province, 10 in Lumbini Province, 51 in Karnali Province and 14 in Sudhir Paschim Province. President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday administered the oath of office and secrecy to the province chiefs of Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Bagmati Province Chief Deepak Prasad Depkota, Lumbini Province Chief Krishna Bahadur Kharti Magar and Karnali Province Chief Yegedat Josi took the oath in a special program organized at the office of the president in Sital Niwas yesterday. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister Dirga Bahadur Sodari is seeking a vote of confidence today. The CPN-UML withdrew its support to the government following the change in the power equation in the federal government, which resulted in Chief Minister Sodari to take a vote of confidence. Province Speaker Bhim Bahadur Bhandari called a Province Assembly meeting for Chief Minister Sodari's vote of confidence motion for today. CPN-UML has decided to nominate Guru Baral to the vacant post of Vice Chair of the party. CPN-UML General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel shared that the UML Secretariat meeting held yesterday decided to nominate Standing Committee Member Baral as the party's Vice Chair. The post was vacant after the death of the then Vice Chair Subhash Chandra Nemang. Similarly, the party decided to nominate Mukunda Nyupane and Leelanath Shrestha to the Standing Committee. General Secretary Pokhrel further informed that the meeting also nominated central members as well. The meeting also shuffled the responsibility of leaders of province in charge. The arrival of international tourists has increased by 21.22% in the first 7 months of this year. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, more than 647,000 tourists arrived in Nepal by July this year. Meanwhile, around 534,000 tourists had visited Nepal during the same period last year. World Bank's country director for Nepal, David Sislin, called on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, yesterday. During the meeting held at the office of the Energy Minister, discussion was held on various issues including World Bank support to Nepal's energy and the irrigation sector. On the occasion, Minister Kharka stressed for World Bank support in construction of transmission lines required to sell power in the international market. Similarly, World Bank's country director for Nepal, Sislin, said World Bank would always be supportive and would cooperate in development of Nepal's energy and irrigation sectors. Similarly, in a separate meeting at Labour Ministry with World Bank's country director for Nepal, Sislin, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Bhandari, urged the World Bank to support in government's plan of creating internal employment and to reduce forced foreign employment. Minister Bhandari shared that all employment service centres established in local levels would be deployed as job hub with collaboration and technical support of the development partners. Similarly, World Bank's country director Sislin shared that the World Bank was always ready to support through country partnership programme to create internal employment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The biggest prisoner exchange between Russia and the West since the Cold War took place on Thursday, with 24 people released in total. The White House said 16 prisoners had been freed and were on their way back to Europe and the United States. Among them is Wall Street Journal reporter Ivan Gerskovich. In return, 8 Russian prisoners have been released from the prisons in the US, Norway, Germany, Poland and Slovenia, including individuals accused of intelligence activities. The children of 2 of the prisoners also returned to Russia. The swap took place on the runway at Ankara Airport earlier on Thursday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Major political parties reach agreement on transitional justice-related bill. Issues including interpretation of conflict-era cases, relief, compensation, reparation and justice delivery sorted out. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister Dilka Bahadur Sodari seeking vote of confidence today. Arrival of international tourists increases in Nepal by more than 21% in the past 7 months of this year. And Russia and the West take part in biggest prisoner swap since the Cold War, with 24 people released in total. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.